Track 26.
Customer support, may I help you?
Yeah, well, I'm having trouble with Word.
Well, let me sort that out for you. What exactly seems to be the problem?
That doesn't work. It won't accept anything when I type.
I see. How long have you been having this problem?
Well, about 10 minutes.
And was it working properly before that?
Sure. I was just typing away and all of a sudden the words went away.
You mean they just disappeared?
Yes, just like that.
So, what does your screen look like now?
Nothing.
Nothing?
It's blank. Like I said, it won't accept anything when I type.
Uh-huh. Have you tried hitting escape?
Yes. Nothing happens.
Okay. Did you quit Word?
I don't know. How do I tell if I quit?
Can you see the toolbar on the screen?
What's a toolbar?
Okay, never mind. Can you move the cursor around on the screen?
There isn't any cursor. I told you, I can't type anything.
I see. Does your monitor have a power indicator?
What's a monitor?
It's the thing with the screen on it that looks like a TV. Does it have a little light that tells you when it's on?
I don't know.
Well, could you look on the back of the monitor and find where the power cord goes into it? Can you see that?
Yes, I think so.
Great. Now, you just have to follow the cord to the plug and tell me if it's plugged into the wall.
Yes, it is.
All right. Now, when you were behind the monitor, did you notice that there were two cables plugged into the back of it, not just one?
No.
Well, there are. I need you to look back there again and find the other cable.
Okay, here it is.
Good. Could you tell me if it's plugged securely into the back of your computer?
I can't reach.
Uh-huh. Well, you don't have to touch it. Can you just see if it's plugged in?
No, it's too dark.
So you mean the lights are off?
Yes.
Well, couldn't you just turn on the light?
I can't.
No? Why not?
Because there's a power cut.
A power cut. Ah, okay. I can handle this now. Listen, for the power cut, I'll have someone call the electricity company. For your Word problem, do you still have the boxes and manuals and packing stuff your computer came in?
Well, yes. I keep them in the closet.
Good. I'd like you to go and get them, to unplug your system, and to pack it up just like it was when you got it. Then, I want you to take it back to the store you bought it from.
Really? Is it that bad?
Yes, I'm afraid it is.
Well, all right then, I suppose. What do I tell them?
Tell them you're too stupid to own a computer.